Blog Talk Radio.
Changing minds one thought at a time.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Changing Minds Online Sunday Night Inspirational Call. How you doing today, Akina?
I am doing great, Jessica. Congratulations on your marathon.
Thank you. Thank you. So, you know, guys, I just want to be totally transparent on this show, and it's really funny because we have a really fitting topic for this to happen today. So I just ran the New York City Marathon. I finished very, very short period of time ago, probably just around 30 minutes ago, and I was not anticipating it. So it was just one of those days where, you know, things didn't work out the way I planned. They worked out, I guess, the way they were supposed to. So I have gone to be somewhere is the quietest place I can find in New York City when there's 50,000 people within a few blocks of the start line of the New York City Marathon, the finish line. So, you know, I just wanted to bring that up because it is, you know, and that's how this works, right? So if you're an entrepreneur, you're listening into our call today, you know that the way that you're going to grow your business is really by being in those nooks and crannies of your day and finding a way to make things work when you may not think it works out. So I'm going to have my phone on mute for a big part of this call tonight, but not before I introduce someone on the call who I'm really, really excited to bring on the call. It's actually fitting. So I actually wound up finding a bar which was relatively quiet to do this podcast, and it's fitting because I met this person who I'm bringing on the call at a bar, and it was actually when I met her, it was my 21st birthday, and I had just sat down, I ordered my very first drink, and I got my drink, and it had a napkin in it, and when I let the bartender know that my drink had a napkin, she had thought I put it in there to get a free drink, and she threw me out of the bar, and because I want to say, God, my goodness, like 8 years later, that I saw this person speaking on stage at the network marketing company that I am with at an event, and I went up to her afterwards, and I said, you know, did you used to work in a bar in Seaside Heights? And she said, yeah, and I said, you know, you threw me out of the bar on my 21st birthday when I ordered my very first drink, and we started to laugh, and since then, we always have run into each other, and I have promised her that if she came on the call today and shared a little bit about her story with us, that I would forgive her once and for all for throwing me out of the bar on my 21st birthday. You know, what I admire so much about this person is that she is someone who really just steps outside of her comfort zone to make things happen. You know, we met at an event just last weekend, a networking event, a training event, Spurgeon Network event, not part of our company. And, you know, it was amazing because, you know, and we both said the same things. You know, we would rather be in our house. We would rather just be on our computers. We'd rather be doing things through social media, through Facebook. But the truth is, if you really want to be successful, if you really want to grow, it is about stepping outside of your comfort zone. And I certainly learned that lesson today. You know, and many of you know, and if you've been following our podcast for a year and a half now that we've been doing it, you know that I talked about doing the New York City Marathon 2015 prior to ever starting my first 5K. You know, and I barely saw myself here, and it was certainly outside of my comfort zone to sign up for my very first, you know, 4 mile run, my first 5K, to my first marathon. And this was supposed to be my very first marathon. It was my 11th marathon. I just completed it. You know, my quest is to do 30 by 30, and I love to be outside of my comfort zone. So this is someone I dearly admire, respect, and just really look up to. She's been a leader in the company that we're all associated with, and she's just really shown young people that what it means to really step outside of your comfort zone and just create a shift in your life that's going to create extraordinary results, not only for yourself, but for other people. So it is really an honor to welcome C.G. Simmons on the call tonight. Welcome, C.G.
Oh, my goodness. Jessica, Akina, thank you so, so much. This is absolutely a huge honor. And, Jess, you totally inspire me. And I'm so glad that we can finally remedy that whole 21st birthday fiasco tonight. So I'm super excited to be here.
Absolutely. It is all water under the bridge. I think we've both done a lot of growth on ourselves as well, anyway.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, Cynthia, we're talking tonight about really just stepping out of, you know, our comfort zones. And, you know, obviously I know your story and I'm really inspired by it. But for the benefit of our listeners who may not know, you know, a little bit about you and where you're coming from, do you mind sharing a little bit about, you know, where you started, where you are today, and just what took you there?
Yeah, Absolutely. I would love to. So my journey, I guess, in what I've been doing now started about 5.5 years ago. I was, like Jess said, I was a waitress and bartender on the Jersey Shore, and I was introduced to a product that I took a very serious liking to. But at the time I was waitressing, I was bartending, I was trying to figure out what I was going to do with this plethora of college degrees that I had, because I was someone who, I went to college, I felt like I did everything I was supposed to do, and I just couldn't seem to figure out what was next, what that next job was going to be for me. So I ended up waitressing and bartending for probably longer than I would have liked to, and I always say I was so miserable and so unhappy that the unhappiness I felt every day going to work just became normal. Nobody even questioned it, which probably was evident the day that I kicked Jessica unfairly out of my bar. So again, I humbly apologize for that. And, you know, when I was introduced to this product, it took me a couple years, but when I was around 28 years old, I decided to look at the business opportunity attached, because I didn't know what network marketing was. It wasn't something that was taught to me in school, really. It wasn't even something I had ever heard of, but I knew deep within my soul that I had to get out from waitressing and bartending. And I really threw myself into educating myself about this profession and really what it could provide someone like me who was, you know, under 30 years old and who had these degrees but who had no real direction in terms of what I was going to do and what those next steps were. And time, we had just gotten hit by Hurricane Sandy on the Jersey Shore. I was finishing grad school with a degree that qualified me literally for absolutely nothing. And I was just a lost, broken soul. And I truly believe that the profession of network marketing and the personal growth and development that I've done through it and continuously stepping out of my comfort zone and doing the things that scared me has been probably the biggest contributor to the growth I've experienced over the last couple of years. So I hope that answered your question.
Yes, it did. So what happened when you decided to step out your comfort zone? What was it that made you make the shift?
For me, it was that nagging feeling inside that I knew that there was something greater for me. I always said, like, I always truly believed I was meant to do great things. I just didn't know what they were, and I felt like I was always just running into a wall every single day, like banging my head against the wall, waiting for the wall to disappear. And eventually I realized that if I wanted to get past that wall, I had to reroute what my life was going to look like. And it was truly that burning desire inside myself to know that I wanted something different. I didn't want to keep going to a job that made me so unhappy. I always say I genuinely loved the people I worked with. I still have such a special place in my heart for them. But I was absolutely miserable at my job. And that was enough to drive me to do whatever it was that was required to get out of that place, because I knew that there was supposed to be something more out there. I grew up with a father who always said to me, find what you love to do and find a way to get paid for it. And I knew I was not living into my potential every single day when I was going to a job that just made me so unhappy. I just knew there was something else, and that for me was enough to really push through the discomfort and the struggles and the challenges and the wall-kicking moments and certainly all the things that I think we'll all experience when we go on any kind of journey like this.
You know, it's funny you talk about wall-kicking moments. And, you know, being a fellow Jersey Shore girl, that, you know, we certainly have our moments and our tempers. And, you know, I've had my share of moments as well. Actually, my breaking point when I also got involved with this company was the same night, you know, I actually threw a wine glass against the wall in my apartment. And that's the level of frustration I had. And it was also the really frustration with what my life was like that led me on this journey. You know, while we're at this point, I just want to, you know, commend and congratulate anyone listening to this call tonight, because if you are on this call, if you're listening to this call, you have also made the choice to change your life. And, you know, you wouldn't be listening to a podcast called Changing Minds Online if you weren't ready to make your life better, if you weren't ready to step out of your comfort zone, you know, if you weren't ready to do something absolutely extraordinary. And so congratulations for being here. And I just want you to, like, really just, like, pat yourself on the chest and say, like, I'm amazing, because you are, and that's why you're here today. You know, here's the thing about it. So, you know, there's a lot of people in this world that are unhappy. As a matter of fact, statistics say that 90% of people want to be entrepreneurs, but only 10% of people actually wind up doing it. The reason that people don't do it is because it's a fear, right? It's the fear of what people will think, fear of success, fear of failure, fear of taking that risk, or maybe just not being willing to do the work, not wanting it bad enough. But the thing about fear that I always like to say is that fear is not real, right? Fear is something we create. We create it because we, you know, have had other experiences, and it makes us think about, you know, something that could potentially happen, but it hasn't actually happened. It may or it may not happen. You know, or we're based upon someone else says, someone who has a different set of experiences who, you know, may or may not know what we're going to live into, right? It may or may not be true for us. You know, for me, certainly, when I signed up to run the New York City Marathon in 2015, I did that in January of 2014. You know, I was scared. I was scared out of my mind. I didn't think at all I would be able to do it, right? But I did. And not only did I run this marathon, but I ran 10 marathons prior to running this one. So, and really what it took for me to do that, you know, what it took for Akeen and I to step out in this business. So if you are new to the podcast, you may or may not know, and even if you've been listening, you may not know, Akeen and I have only met once in person. You know, we published books. We had, you know, goodness, Akeen, what is it, like 75 shows before we ever even met each other. You know, and it's just, it was outside of our comfort zone. CG, just like you're saying, it's outside of your comfort zone. And so, you know, if you're listening to this call and maybe you're thinking about it, maybe you haven't actually taken that step yet. Maybe you're just thinking, all right, you know what, I kind of want to do this, but I'm not really sure. And maybe that's why you're here. You know, maybe you're here because you want some inspiration. You're here because you're thinking, is it worth the risk? Well, I think that Akeena, CG, and I can all tell you and agree, it is worth the risk. You know, what our lives look like today are not what they looked like, you know, and, you know, 2 years ago, for me, you know, 2 years ago, I was also in a job that I no longer loved. I was unfulfilled spiritually. I was unfulfilled financially. And I was living in a studio apartment in the Bronx that wasn't even legal. It was a basement apartment, you know, and now I'm able to live in my grandmother's house. You know, I am a full-time entrepreneur. I left my job. You know, my time is my own. You know, I don't have to answer to anybody. And I often said, you know, I'm a grown woman. I'm not asking someone permission if I want to, you know, go on vacation, and now I get to do all of those things. And yes, it was really scary, but it was so worth it. And CJ, I want to ask you, you know, what advice would you be able to give someone who's in that position today, who's thinking, you know what, I really want to do this, but I'm scared. I don't know if it's worth it. You know, it's really outside of my comfort zone, and I don't know I can do it. You know, what would you tell that person listening to this call?
I would tell, that's such a great question, Jess. I would probably tell that person that it is a process, and it's not something that happens overnight. And I always try to be really honest with people because I think that's the only thing that helps them. And like I said, you know, there's going to be struggles. There's going to be challenges. There's going to be wall-kicking moments. There's the fear that you talked about. So many things come into play, but it's the beauty that really happens when you get to the other side. None of it is overnight. It's certainly not when it comes to not being an entrepreneur, getting rich quick or anything like that. But it's, I think everyone would agree the income can be amazing. It's the person that we become in the process that absolutely blows my mind. Because like you said, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I certainly was not living the life that I dreamed of. And for every tear and every struggle and every argument and everything that's happened over the last couple of years to get me where I am today, it's just been so worth it. And I think what happens is most people will quit. Most people will quit when it gets hard. Most people will quit when there's a challenge or a struggle or someone's in their ear saying something negative or being derogatory about what they're doing. And the reality is we all go through it. I heard Tony Robbins speak, I think about 2 weeks ago, and he said the biggest problem that we have is that we think that there should be no problems. And if you don't have any problems, then you're on your way out. So be grateful for every problem that you have. And I always say, every struggle I've been through, every wall-kicking moment, every challenge is so that way I can reach to someone else and say, I know what you're going through, and I know there's a way to get past it. Because if it was a straight shoot to the top and it was all, you know, rainbows and butterflies and hugs and high fives, there'd never be a way to really encourage the person that was going through the challenge. So it's all so much for a reason, and I think it's challenging to see that as we're going through it. But it's to inspire those who are coming after us and to give a hand to the ones who really require it, because I know during my journey I had so many people who really gave me a hand when I required it and supported me and believed in me because they went through it before me. And at the end of the day, most people, in my opinion, will quit before they ever really take the action necessary. And once you really get into action and once you really get clear on your vision and where you're going and what you're doing, it's impossible to sideline yourself because you really start to see the potential of what's in front of you.
Wow, that was powerful. That was powerful. You know, I tell the listeners that as well as on Periscope the exact same thing. You know, success is not going to happen overnight, but it will happen if you keep going. And the ones that quit tend to want it to happen instantaneously. They tend to want it to be right now, no matter what the circumstances is, and they don't really want to put in that fight. But, you know, I'm glad that you're on the call today, CG, because you are proof that it can happen. It doesn't matter what your age is, doesn't matter what you were doing. As long as you put in the perseverance and the time, you're going to make it happen. Like you said, you don't have to sideline. It's going to be impossible to sideline yourself because once you don't put in the work, you'll start believing that it can happen. You'll start visualizing it will happen. You will start feeling that it will happen. That was a wonderful point. You know, sometimes we just seem to overlook, you know, the gift that's in us. So when you see somebody who has the potential to meet their greatness, and you see them kind of sidelining, they kind of getting ready to fall off the cliff, so to speak, what do you say to them? What do you do when you see that person and you know they have the potential, they're just right there on the cuff? What do you say to those people?
That's an awesome question, Akina. One of the things I remind them of is why they're going through the process in the first place. Because I think if we remember why we made the decision to be an entrepreneur, and what really is driving us, it's impossible to quit. And at the end of the day, I truly believe no one can hold you accountable to your why more than you personally can. No one believes in my reason to succeed more than I should. And if someone does, that's the problem. I'm keeping myself accountable and not looking for someone else to, but I'm also someone that really believes in believing in other people before they're able to believe in themselves. Because, again, I know that no matter how clear I was about my why and no matter how much I believed in the path and the journey and the profession that I was going on, I didn't believe in myself at all. So I usually will just pour as much belief into others that I possibly can, because if they can borrow my belief until theirs gets strong enough, they can go forward and do that for someone else. And at the end of the day, you just have enough belief to get you through till the next day. It's going to build, and you're going to gain that momentum, and you're going to propel yourself forward. But I just think it's so important that we always know when we embark on any kind of entrepreneurial endeavor, really, why are we doing it? What's the real cause that we're taking these steps? What's at the core of our being? What's really driving us? And how hard are we working on our belief and really pushing ourselves to go forward? So those are the things that I typically talk to someone about.
I love that. And I myself too, CG, you know, I was at a point when I started in network marketing and when I started this business, I didn't believe in myself either. And I didn't think I could. I believed in the industry and I believed that other people could do it, but I didn't see myself being there. And I also borrowed from other people's beliefs. You know, when Akina decided to put our first book out and our second book out, our third book out, and now we have 4 books out, I didn't believe that I could do that from the beginning. But, you know, it really, you build your belief as you are in action. And that's one of the things I want to talk about, too, is that it really, it's, you know, you borrow other people's beliefs in the beginning, but you don't actually, you know, have to necessarily see yourself at the finish line. And I'm going to kind of use the marathon analogy because I ran a marathon, but, right, you don't have to see yourself there. You just need to take the first step. And I've shared this earlier today, and I shared this, you know, and I'm going to share it again to reiterate it. You know, when I signed up to qualify for the New York City Marathon, I could not see myself crossing the finish line of the marathon. The only place I could see myself was at the 5K. Right? That was my first step, and that was my first thing. So, you know, if you're thinking about being an entrepreneur, maybe you're thinking, okay, I can't see myself being a millionaire. I can't see myself publishing 4 books. But there is something that you can see yourself doing, and that's what you need to focus on. It's about taking step to step. And I love how you're talking about, you know, it's not an overnight thing. It's not an overnight success. It is a journey. And like you said, it's who you become, and that journey, that's the best process of all. That's the most fun part of, you know, it's not a destination. There's nowhere you're going, you know, in particular. I mean, yes, there's things that you want, and there may be levels of success that you want to reach, but it really is about, like, every step and every action along the way, and it really is, like, a step-by-step thing. You know, I am the kind of person who I want to go from, like, 0 to 1 million, and one of my biggest kind of issues is not playing it small. It's just playing it way too big and focusing on way too much. And I've also had those moments, those frustrating moments where, you know, I have set these extraordinary goals for myself and missed them and beat myself up about it. And I get that, so I know what that's like. You know, and that's why I really teach people now, and especially learning from my experience, that it is about setting small goals and going out and achieving them. You know, CG, when we were at our company's event, our company celebration event this year, and I don't know if you remember this, and we had God, they gave us this package of mustard seeds. Do you remember that?
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm holding them in my hands right now. I actually brought them with me for the New York City Marathon. And I'm just going to read it. It's Matthew 17:20. It says, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. You know, maybe you're Christian, maybe you're not. Maybe that means something to you spiritually, maybe it doesn't. But the bottom line, what it does mean and what it really does, it, no matter what religion you are, how it can make a difference in your life, is that all you need to do is have this small seed of belief that you can be great. And then that small seed of belief, it will grow. It will grow and it will grow. And it grows from two things. It grows from being in action, and it grows from personal growth. You know, CG, when I saw you last weekend, right, we were both at a personal growth seminar. And you just talked about being with Tony Robbins the week before that. And, you know, I'm going to another personal growth seminar. Akina just came back from doing some training and some personal development. You know, and we are in action all the time. We're constantly growing and working on ourselves. And those are really, to me, the two things that really you're required to do if you want to be successful. And if you continue to work on yourself and you continue to just be in small action and trust that process, you will see results. Would you agree?
I would absolutely agree. And I love that you talked about the small incremental goals, because I think that's so significant. You didn't have the belief to think you could run a full marathon a year ago, but you could believe in the 5K. And I think that's really powerful when people can grasp what that's really about. I know for myself, like, I never, if you asked me 4 years ago when I started this journey, where I would be in 4 years, I never would have believed I would have the life that I have now. It wasn't in my realm of possibility, but what was making $400 a month. That was my goal. And I just think it's so significant that if we set these small goals and then we do the work on ourselves, someone once said, you know, work more on yourself than you do on your business. The more we work on ourselves, the more we grow our belief and we grow our potential of what we can be. At least I know that was the case for me. And the more I learned to believe, the more I started to achieve, and then I could believe even more. So it was those little incremental steps that started to really just catch momentum, because it was one after another, and it can create such a massive ripple effect if you just let it keep happening.
Yes, yes, most definitely. You know, CG, you have brought up some wonderful nuggets today for the audience. I know that they are super excited about the things that you said and how to change that mindset and how to live, you know, outside your comfort zone and still be successful. So I want to thank you so much for coming on today. We appreciate you, Jessica and myself. We're growing close to the hour, so we want to definitely find out what you would want to give to the audience as a takeaway?
The greatest takeaway I would have is really, and I think I go back to this all the time. I have a couple, actually. My favorite quote is success leaves clues. Because especially if you're in the network marketing profession, there's people to follow. There's people who have done what you've done. And I think this goes for most entrepreneurs. If you want to write a book, there's people who have done it. So in my opinion, follow the people who have done it because they're leaving clues. So it's not about reinventing the wheel all the time. It's about leaving your ego at the door and being willing to follow whoever has gone before you because there's just such power in that. And then the other one, of course, is understand that it really is a process and a journey. And I truly do harp and preach this one constantly because I think the more people can understand that it's not meant to be overnight. And for me, I put in 4 years to get my undergrad degree. Actually, I put in 5 years to get my undergrad degree. I put in another 2.5 to get my master's. That's what, like 7-8 years of school to use degrees that I'm super grateful for or to earn degrees that I'm very grateful for. But how much time was I willing to put into building my entrepreneurial career? And, you know, the thing about it is I think most people only want to put in a little bit of time to gain the massive outcome. But if you're really willing to put as much time into building your business, whatever your business may be, as you were to all of these other facets of your life, that's when I truly believe you can find success. Because when you really throw yourself into it, when you treat it like it's a billion-dollar business as opposed to a side hobby, you can create a billion-dollar business. But if you're giving it the energy of something that's small and little and you're just running it on the side and it's not going to go anywhere, then that's essentially what's going to happen with it. So those would be my two main takeaways.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Sidhu, for being on the call today. I just really appreciate you, and you really inspired me. And I've seen your growth. I've seen you before you were on stage, right? We had that interaction, and I see you now, and I certainly know that you are proof, you know, and you say success leads clues, and, you know, I asked you on this call because you are the epitome of that, and, you know, you are leaving clues behind. And if you, you know, if you heard this call tonight, you know, go back, listen again if you didn't take notes. Share this with other people because CG really does leave clues behind, and she's someone who I look up to, who I know I'm following, and her clues and the success that she's had. And I just really appreciate you. And, you know, officially, the next time you see me at an event, we can hug, and it's water under the bridge. I know that I've forgiven you a long time ago, but it is official now, and I'm making that public, that, you know. So thank you so much for being on the call.
Thank you both so much for having me. It was so much fun, and we can totally still joke about it because at the end of the day, it just makes a really good story to see how far we both come.
It does make a great story.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. It was our privilege and honor. You know, I just want to thank everyone for, you know, just putting up with my background noise today. And like I said, you know, we take you with you guys wherever we go. And this is what it is about. It's about finding a way to make it work, being outside of your comfort zone, and really just doing it, just figuring it out, and just making it happen, no matter what. Just no matter what it takes, just make it happen. You know, I love you guys. God bless. Make it a really powerful week. We're going to be with you on Thursday for Empowering Women series. Akina, is there anything you want to add before we close?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, CG, for being on. And, of course, if something that CG said resonated with you, please find this podcast on Change Your Minds Online. We're also on Tuned In, Stitcher, and, of course, YouTube and iTunes as well.
All right. Well, have a great week, everyone. God bless. We love you guys.
Good night, everyone.